I'm a grateful covenant named Ken. Lord, y'all know how y'all look out there. Look. They got the lights down low, so like, I can't really see nobody's face, but like, it's a bunch of y'all out there. First off, I want to thank CPRCNA for inviting me down to share my experience, strength, and hope. I want to thank the programming committee for their diligent service and choosing me to come and share a message of hope and a promise of freedom. I want to thank my man Sam. Truly, you have like been an inspiration for me. Eric P., his wife Kim, Shirley, and all the other good folks that have showed us a very good time. Okay? Me and a special person in my life come down, Sherry, come down to enjoy a message, to be involved with this committee, and enjoy the convention. But look, now is my time. I'm gonna get relaxed up here, okay? Because I wanna talk about Look, I come up here, look, when I share, I like, you know, like she was saying, I sweat a little bit, I talk a little fast, I enjoy myself. Let me tell you who I am. I'm a grateful recovering addict named Ken Ace from Cleveland, Ohio. Home group meet service Thursday night at 7:30, Miracles at Mount Pleasant. If you ever in Cleveland, Ohio, you're welcome to come and join us. For the newcomer, you are the most important person in any meeting. Why? Because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. Okay? I want to say I've been in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, working on recovery. Sick, dying, jumping off the streets of 55 and Woodland. I've been in here since January 8, 1986. Over 15 years. So you ask yourself, am I qualified? Look, I get a little silly up here, so look, I just want to be myself. Is that okay with you? I got some things I want to talk about. I want to share my experience, strength, and hope, and maybe it'll help somebody make another meet. Just one more day. And I don't say all those things to be boasters or nothing like that. Look, this has been the best life I have ever lived. Do you know what I mean? Do you still use that phrase when we say, God is so good? As just being a phrase, or do you try to live that way? See, it has been an ongoing process for me to try to get involved in this thing that I call Ken, being a grateful recovering addict, because see, it is so important. I'm not talking about just being clean. You know, some of us are just clean up in here. See, that's not right. It says those that go to meetings regular stay clean. But look, can you imagine an addict standing around here 15 years just trying to be clean? Look, check this out. I'm talking about I had some things that was going on inside of me before I got here that I needed to work on. You know, I'm talking about low self-esteem, self-worth. I didn't like you because I didn't like myself. Didn't feel good about nothing and nobody. I had a whole lot of learning going on inside of me that I was afraid to ask somebody something good about myself. Because, see, you might have told me something that would have took me a little bit deeper in my hurt feelings already, so I was scared of you. I'm talking about one of those ones that sat in the back of the room, swayed back in the chair, trying to be terminally hip and faintly cool because I was fearful of you. All I knew was, look, all I knew was I couldn't keep on using like I was using. Do you know the feeling? Yeah. I mean, you know how we like get up in the morning, you're using all those mood and man-altering chemicals. You put that mask on your face because you want to be like in the in crowd. But when it comes late at night, when you got to lay down on that pillow by yourself. I mean, I don't care how many people laying in bed with you. You're still there by yourself. until it gets to the point when you start feeling like I just want somebody to take the pain away. See, it's no longer enjoyable getting high. And if you haven't got there, you just keep coming back. See, I love this part right here. I talk fast, and I want to see if she can keep up. Woo! I like this stuff. Check it out. So, as I keep coming around the rooms around college, I'm trying to learn some things about myself. You go, girl. Yeah, see, we gonna be all right up here. I want to make sure she keep up, because, see, sometimes things get to happening up here, and I don't have the ability to stop. I just let it roll. You know what I'm talking about? And, see, I want to make sure that everything is all right, because, see, this is real important. You know, how many times do you go to meetings and you find somebody up here sharing their experience, strength, and hope, trying to get you some help, but trying to free themselves, so all of us up in here trying to get some help? For the newcomer, welcome. But I want to say for the old timer, if you got more than 16 years clean, please keep coming back. See, I want to make sure I give all the old timers they prop us up in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Because, see, look, we start to get to the ability that we keep up coming around these rooms. We forget about the old timers, the most important one that kept the doors open for us that came behind them. And I don't want to get my opportunity in the limelight to let you know how I feel about you. I'm so grateful to be a grateful recovering addict. Because, see, in my area, a whole lot of times I go to meetings and I'm the only person in the room and I'm the old time in the room and I feel bad about it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about when I got here, it was people here before I got here. It's 15 years later and I go to meeting and I'm the oldest person in the meeting. Do you know how that makes you feel? It ain't because they dropped dead or nothing. They just stopped coming. So, what I'm saying is this, please give the old timer a break. We ain't got it all together, but we keep coming back. So I know we about ready to get started to have a good time up in here. Look at, they still coming through the door. Boy, it's a whole lot of folks up in here. Before I get started, I want to say this too. I'm going to get these formalities out of the way because I got some things I want to share. For the newcomer, sometimes in my sharing, you need to find a way to get in touch with me, because, see, I'm one of those addicts. I haven't been here too long that I don't remember where I come from. See, I'm not one of those addicts that been here so long that I still don't believe in the fact of being humble enough to understand that everything God has ever given me ain't just for me. It's for everybody to come in contact with me. So for the newcomer, if you ever need to talk to an old timer, understand what I'm saying. If you ever need to talk to an old timer, check this out. You can always call me, area code 216-289-6923. All you got to do is get the tape. You'll be fine. Because, see, I said it because, see, sometimes somebody, somewhere in the told somebody that when you get multiples of years clean, you get sadity or something like that. You don't want to deal with a newcomer. You don't want to deal with an old timer. What about all the ones that's in between? Somebody need to tell you something. I got a message to share. But, see, my life tell me I've been here because I keep coming back, because I understand I need people just like you, because, see, you understand me better than most people that ever know me. Baby, you're doing real good. I'm telling you, we got a theme here talking about simplicity is the key. And I want to talk about how it's been for me. I'm telling you, I keep trying to keep it simple in my life. I have learned a lot of things. I mean, I did some work around here. I'm just not one of those that just keep coming around the rooms of Narcotics and don't pick up the book, don't read, don't write. I'm not one of those ones that just did one fourth step. I'm telling you, I had to keep coming back because I had to dig deeper. I'm talking about just like peeling the onion. I need to find out what made me tick. What make a young man start getting high at 12 years old? I'm not talking about one of those accelerated programs. Go from drinking to shooting dope. Ooh wee. I'm talking about understanding. I had to keep coming around the room. I had to dig. I had to get the. Look. I'm talking about what makes me tick. I need to understand the program of narcotics numbers was always here for me. I didn't believe in what y'all was talking about. I didn't believe in what you was doing. All I knew was I just couldn't keep on doing what I was doing. I didn't think it was going to work for me. Ooh, I didn't think it was going to work. I didn't expect to be here this long. Somewhere along the line, I started believing in somebody else that started believing in me long before I could believe in myself. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When you started developing relationships around the rooms of narcotics and it had nothing to do with opposite sex. I'm talking about people that genuinely care about you just because they want to help themselves. Do you still find yourself stuck on stupid when you start looking up around the rooms of narcotics and you're using phrases like, the man stay with the man and the women stay with the women, and understand the book say addicts get with addicts. Look, if you're still trying to manipulate somebody and they still giving love, and ain't no victims up in here, you volunteered. So don't be running up in here talking about, ooh, my sponsor was a man, and I gave it up to him. Shit, you gave it because you wanted to. But did you keep coming back? Sometimes we like those little freaky things. So I had to keep on coming around the room because, see, I experienced all these things. You know how we do. Master manipulation. But I'm grateful that I kept coming back because I learned so many things. And I want to talk about so many things. Do you understand what it is to develop relationships in the rooms of narcotics anonymous? When you start to understand, look, I used and abused. I'm not going to give you no long drug law. Check this out real quick. I used for 16 years. Everything that you ever put inside your body, I put inside of my body. I'm just like the addict sitting in your chair. If you don't know how to get high, ask the person sitting next to you. They'll tell you. End the drug law. Because, see, when I kept coming around this room, I had to understand, look, I used and abused for a very long time because, see, I didn't feel good about myself. I was trying to escape reality. Can you hear me in the back? I'm talking about trying to escape reality because, see, I didn't know. I'm talking about a young man. I'm my mama's baby boy. Didn't have those siblings that was always around me. I was the one they wanted to always push to the side. I'm talking about trying to find some relief in myself, outside of myself. I'm talking about, have you ever experienced love in all the wrong places? Have you ever found yourself looking at a person, place, or thing, trying to find some relief from yourself? Have you ever found yourself coming around the rooms of narcotics anonymous and start doing the same things in the rooms that you was doing outside of the room, and you have learned how to do them clean now? Do you really understand when it says in the book, when it's talking about using a two-edged sword in the program of Narcotics Anonymous? Oh, let's talk about some of these things. Because, see, I need to understand, look, as I kept coming around the rooms, I started doing some funny things to myself, which in turn means I started doing some funny things to other people. I started not understanding what it was to surrender. I didn't know how to go through this process. I'm talking about the keys that we're talking about here. It's so simple. The hard part I always found was like, how to go about having practical application. You know, it's one thing to come around these rooms and get up here and talk this stuff. You know, you need to be in the meetings and know that somebody can, like, quote the book and give you all those readings and all that stuff. Step out of there and they can't apply nothing. Or the big one, he the one I like in my area. Here we go. Somebody applying this stuff, tell you how to do it, not doing it themselves, but look, the hit. They don't even tell you how to go about doing it. Come up with those big fancy words. Acceptance. Well, tell me how it worked. Tell me what's going on. I'm telling you the simplicity. When I started getting around this program, I had so many questions that I needed to ask. I had so many things that I was trying to learn. I went to the old timer. I went to the person that was in the middle. I needed to understand what you mean when you say surrender. I mean, I'm hurting so bad and sad. I didn't put down dope. I know how to do that. Wait a minute. Do you know how to put it down? Let me give you this here. Check this out. Do you know how to stop doing all those deviant behaviors when your addiction starts running up on you? I'm telling you, step one, understand surrender. Do you know how to stop? The book says, when you got an addiction that's running rampant in your life, no longer dealing with drugs, what about sex? What about money? What about gambling? What about you still like loading on them cigarettes? What about those other little funny things you found yourself saying, ooh, my addiction is finding itself and it's coming out again in another area? Do you understand what I'm talking about? What do you do? How do you stop? Do you apply the principle or do you just keep on rolling? See, what I learned around these rules, look, real simple. I had to understand this. Look, if you want to stop something, you need to stop. But check it out here. You need to stay stopped long enough for God to come in and remove the desire. Did you get that? Look, newcomer. You don't know how to stay stopped? Look, I'm trying to give you something here. You keep using the doors as a revolving door. No, it ain't okay. How we do it up in here, we stop. We stay stopped long enough for God to remove the desire. Well, the part that we get hit with all the time. I'm talking about stop smoking, stop using, stop doing whatever you're talking about, the deviant behavior that you describe as your addiction. I had to learn for myself. Look, I had to stop and stay stopped long enough for God to remove the desire. See, my problem always was I stopped and then somewhere along the line, I didn't have time for God to remove it. I said, ooh, it's taking too long. Ooh, it's taking too long. I can't wait. And I find myself right back in the addiction. And then I want to blame people, places, the thing. I want to blame the program. I say it doesn't work. Why? Because I ain't working it. Ooh, somebody please tell me how to get up out of this addiction. Real simple. Stop. Stay stopped. Wait till God remove the desire. Keep coming back and share that stuff. Now let's move on to the steps. Because in my program, I started to understand, look, it's being difficult. I have experienced a whole lot of things in the room. I'm trying to understand what it is to be, to surrender to the program in narcotics. And I'm talking about hurting on the inside because I did a lot of pain after getting here. I'm talking about it wasn't just because I was using, because I'm talking about being somewhere that I wasn't supposed to be a long time in life. Always wanting to look for love on the wrong places. Always having deviant people in my life. I'm talking about always being attracted to that person that was like deviant enough to allow me to be just like them, so I always found something negative in them that I didn't want to find in myself, and I latched on to them because he wasn't real good being me. Do you know what I'm saying? Am I talking too fast for you? I'm telling you, have you ever been in a situation where you start finding yourself being just like the person that you never wanted to be? I'm telling you, the person that you said did all these little funny things to yourself and you was hurt because of their behavior, and you look up and you start doing the same behavior and you wonder what's going on with me. Until my understanding, I had to learn how to surrender. I had to stop. I said, God, give me some acceptance. I needed to understand what it was. I'm telling you, do you understand what we talk about when we say the prayer in the rooms of narcotics? And now, check this out. It says, God, grant us knowledge that we may share according to your divine precepts. Instill in us a sense of your purpose. Make us servant in your will and give us a bond of selflessness. That we may truly be your work and not ours, in order that no addict, I'm talking about no addict, fat addict, skinny addict, white addict, black addict, gay addict, straight addict, no addict. It says no addict need die from the horrors of addiction. I'm telling you, have you addressed some of those issues that you bring up in the rooms of narcotics anonymous that have nothing to do with dope? Do you still find yourself disqualifying people because of the color of their skin or the race, the culture, or something that you don't like about them because you feel insecure about yourself? Do you still look at somebody else and identify what's going on the outside of them and it causes some pain on the inside of you and you say you don't like them? Have you found out what you feel about yourself yet? Have you been working enough in this program to start identifying that you got some things going on with you that you need to stop and identify and stop trying to put it off on somebody else? And then you want to come up in the rules of narcotics anonymous and talk that tradition stuff. Ooh, we got some unity up in here. Patrice spoke about it last night. I'm telling you, look, you get somewhere, you share your experience during the whole, share all your hurt, share all your pain. You up in the meeting, you doing all the things that you need to do, and before you get home, somebody to call ATT, line, and wire the whole fellowship about your stuff. And then you wonder why. Sometimes people start shutting down. But look, check this out, what I learned about all that stuff. You know what? I have learned today. Look, as I keep coming around the rooms, I know what it is to have some faith. I'm talking about some faith enough that God said, look, all you got to realize is this, Ken, look, all that stuff ain't yours anyway. Whenever you find yourself in the room that somebody talk about your business, realize this. Once you give it up, it's no longer your business. It's their business. So if they want to take your stuff and share it with somebody else, it's okay. Because look at here. They still back there and you moving forward. So I needed somebody to start saying to me, look, it's okay to share that stuff. It's okay. I no longer harbor resentment. I no longer harbor the pain. I no longer look at you and say, ooh, you did me wrong. I say, thank God for allowing me to come up in the rooms and understand that, look, I got enough faith today to know, look, you can't hurt me with some old stuff. I'm talking about that old stuff and just that old stuff. I'm trying to get better. I'm talking about understanding. I don't want to die. I don't want to go back to using. I don't want to do the things that I used to do. I'm talking about, I'm my mama's baby boy. I'm the one that broke in her house when she was having a heart attack and a stroke and stole her money. I'm the one that did all those things. You think I want to go back to that? Look. Somebody that did that to their own mother. Do you think you really got a chance with me? Oh, some of y'all are just like me. Do we forget where we come from? Understanding that as I kept coming around the room, I started understanding what it is to have some trust. This is a big one here because I want to talk about relationships. Because, see, as I go through the process of these spiritual principles that we call them, we talk about simplicity keys. We talk about things that you need to lose on the line of recovery when you find yourself in a jam. Understand, wait a minute, somebody may miss this. I'm up on step 3, so y'all follow me now. You want me to do with this? No. Oh, okay. Time out. Police are ticketing and towing cars parked in the handicapped parking. So if your car is out there, please move it. So, as I was saying, can I get back to this now? And look, check this out. If your car is parked there and it gets towed, check this out, please. Committee, don't stop me again with that stuff. Let them get told. They know where their car at. Shit. Duh. Look. So third step, I'm gonna trust somebody. Look. I'm talking about keep coming around the rooms. I'm trying to get to the point where I'm trying to understand. I'm talking about, do you have a relationship in your life? I'm not talking about just that male, female, or whatever you want to call a relationship. I'm talking about, have you developed a relationship with your sponsor? What about a relationship with the God you understand? What about a relationship that you found with your own people? I'm talking about your family members. What about your kids? What about your mom and dad? What about the cousins and all the step people? What about people that are just sitting right next to you in a room that you've been knowing for so long that you are harboring resentments with? Based on when you first came up in the room, you still got them and you forgot what they're all about. All you know is when you see such and such come up in the meeting, you no longer like them. Oh, you got that going on too, huh? I'm talking about understanding when you started making little phrases like, look, somebody did this to me and I no longer trust them. Understanding you took a long time for you to learn how to trust yourself. And now you're trying to put your behavior off on somebody else. Check this out. I'm talking about some things that I learned. When I got to the point, I started doing some things different. I'm not talking about somebody that got 1 or 2 years trying to do the third step, coming up with this understanding. I'm talking about 15 years of my life working in this program, trying to understand what makes me do the funny things I do. Look what I have learned here. I'm talking about trusting something. I started understanding what it is to come up in the room to start realizing life is worth living. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, are you just still surviving or do you realize that life is truly worth living? I'm talking about when you took your hopes and your dreams and you started making realization that, look, I can do some of the things that I always wanted to do. I'm going to make an effort. Do you still have people around you still telling you that you can't do those things that you want to do based on the fact that how you used to be, not looking at how you want to be, not looking at how you are? Some people still hold on to how you were when you first got in the rules of Narcotics Anonymous, and they say they changing. Look, you can't be working on change if you don't realize that the person that's in the room with you is also changing. So you started saying, look, they ain't working on recovery. But the bottom line is, are you still holding on to their past incidents, or are you looking at who's sitting next to you today? I'm talking about a program of Narcotics Anonymous that said this is just for the day program. You still holding on somebody yesterday's shit. And you're supposed to be this grateful, recovering at it. What happened to the point to start learning that, look, as we keep coming back, stop doing funny things to people to make them run up out the door. Do you understand what's going on? I'm not talking about just using, look, they got some serious stuff out here today. You don't just have to make it back just from drugs. You know, they got the diseases out there that are mean that you can't get back. And when you come back, you still have a life sentence. Understand what it is when you say life is worth living. You start enjoying the fact that, look, it's okay being a grateful recovering addict. It's okay for somebody to allow me up in their life and start to realize, look, as I keep coming around the room, I start understanding that people are worth loving. I had to get past the point, all those times in my life when I looked up and I couldn't trust another human being, I started understanding what it is that people are worth loving. Understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I was always trying to trust you, but I understand that they look, God is worth trusting. People are worth loving. Did you get the point? Check this out. I'm talking about for a long time, I discredited people based on the fact that they was human beings and they did things to me. Have you ever been in a relationship with another person and somewhere, if it's based on longevity, something happened that you found yourself being like, they did me wrong? I'm talking about coming up in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous on my first step, first four step, I looked up and said, my mama had took out a gas bill in my name when I was 13 years old. Didn't catch up on me until I got clean. Because, see, now, you know, when you get clean, you're trying to get your credit stuff together, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? So I go into a resentment based on some stuff that my mother did and start, look, it affected me. But look here. I had to come around these rooms and start understanding God has been so good to me. He said, look, what you need to do is start trusting me and loving people. What you need to do is start understanding you keep coming around these rooms and you're trusting me. I'm going to put people in your life that's supposed to be there, not those fake people. See, every time somebody come in my life, I start to understand it's okay for you to be yourself. I'm not looking at you about how you hurt me, how you did this to me. I understand that God loves me so much. Trusting God has taught me to love. You're there because you're supposed to. So anytime I found the people up in my life that I prescribe as doing me something wrong, it was supposed to happen. Ooh. I know I miss you with some of that, didn't you? See, some of us still waiting on the fact, look, you are not supposed to do those kind of things to me. Understand this. If somebody's in your life and you come to believe in the God of your understanding, maybe God is using that person to teach you something. See, I had to understand that people was placed in my life because, see, I started believing this process. I was an atheist when I got up in these rooms, y'all. Understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about somebody that came to believe in a process. I'm talking about a constant development involving many changes, a process. I'm talking about somebody that came up in this room and started understanding what it is to find some love in my life. I'm telling somebody that never believed that I ever get to the point that I could truly believe in being happy, joyous, and free. I know what the books say. I'm telling you, you truly experienced those things. I'm telling somebody that was up in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and I was faking it for a long time. Are you still there? I'm telling you, I was faking the funk. I was going through the motions. I didn't understand. All I knew was, look, I was trying. But the hurt was so deep, I didn't know what it was, what it is, or what it could be to feel some true happiness in life. I'm talking about I was trying. I'm talking about coming around the rooms, understanding I didn't know what it was to find some joy. I didn't know what it was to love. Every time you told me you loved me, what that meant for me was that you was trying to control me. Every time somebody said that to me, my mind went to, oh, all they want to do is control you. Are you still there? Do you think that way? Do you still have reservations in that area? What's going on? Talk to me. Tell me something. Somebody doing some things that I did the same way. Look, do you understand what it is to keep coming around the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and not find any joy in your life? So if you don't have any happiness and joy, there is no freedom. Are you still stuck on the fact that you're still trying to find some freedom from just using drugs and realize that there's so much more to offer? Are you still stuck in a place where you started realizing today that the program has so many things to offer? You started coming up in this room, you started doing some different things, and you started expecting different results, and you started realizing that somewhere along the line, your expectations started growing because your commitment has grown to the point that your expectations has become a reality. So you started understanding what it is to feel some comfort of being a recovering addict. Knowing the feeling that you have about yourself to understand that it's okay being who you are. Not based on the principle of trying to be somebody else, but being who you are. So you learn how to trust another human being. You find some serenity in your life. You start to understand that, look, being a grateful recovered addict ain't that bad after all. Do you truly enjoy who you are? Do you truly enjoy who you are today? Do you still find yourself coming around the room still stuck on the fact that, look, you up in these rooms and it's okay being a grateful recovering addict, but as soon as you step out the door, here it is. Soon as you step out the door, you want to be something other than who you are. Do you still find yourself hiding the fact of who you are from those people that's trying to get close to you? You know how we do. We find somebody, we see them in the grocery store, they don't want to give you a hug. But when you see them at the meeting, they all over you. They're hugging you on their back, your leg, and everything else. I'm telling you. It says in the book, the last thing you lose is the stigmatism of being an addict. I'm talking about grateful today to come around this room and say, I'm okay with who I am because, see, I didn't experience so many things in life. It's okay being who I am. Check it out, Sam. Look. I'm talking about understanding what it is to come up in this room to be okay with yourself. Do you know what I mean? I'm telling you, when you're trying to find yourself along with somebody else and you started saying, look, I've had so many hurts. So many pains, so many past experiences. It's hard for me to let somebody else new up in my life because I'm still based on new information based on old times. So you can't be the person that I want you to be because I'm still looking at that other person. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about I can't have enjoyment because I still find myself gripped with the pain of past relationships. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about trying to come up out of some of those things and you start understanding, look, God is so good. He blessed you with people in your life that stick and stay. I'm talking about as you go through all the madness that you go, look, have you ever experienced yourself somebody trying to get close to you and you started pushing them away? Have you experienced that feeling when you started realizing, look, that may be the best person in your life? The person that you've been looking for a long time, you're unable to accept them because you still got so many things going on before you even got to the rooms of narcotics now, or the big one. After you get here, you know once we get here, that first one you get, that hostage you get, look, some of y'all don't trust me. Just because of who I am. But look, check this information out. It has been proven to me. Look, that first love that you get once you get in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous is not the one you're going to keep. Ooh. I know somebody didn't want to hear that, right? Oh, Ken, that's the true one, baby. But look, for me, I started realizing that I came up in this room, I still had myself on fake time. I want to put everything forward. I'm still operating out of old behavior. So that first true love I found in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous was before I started working on self. Was before I started working on myself. Was before I started doing that first four steps. It was all those things that was going over inside of me that I looked up and said, look, I'm doing the same thing I was doing outside the room. I'm just doing it so much now that I know how to do it clean. So instead of me trying to run a line, I come up and say, hey, baby, let's talk about step one at my house. You know how we do. Don't pay your sponsor no mind. They were trying to get with me anyway. You know how those lines we use. I'm talking about manipulation at its highest. So I started realizing that those things don't last because I'm unable to find some courage enough to tell you who I truly am. It's hard being who you think you are based on the fact of who you think you was because you never know who you're going to be because you haven't done some work inside of yourself to understand it's about a change. It's about doing some different things in your life. It's about changing. It's about understanding that I kept coming around these rooms. I started realizing that I had to change. I had to do something much more than just give up the drugs. I had to find some courage to take some experimentation on myself and realize that I kept coming back. And I said, once I find out something good about me, I'm going to share with somebody. And all those good things that I found out about myself, I was willing to share with another human being. I don't believe God gave me this ability to be a grateful recovering addict and say it's all for you. I think the God of my understanding was so gracious that Ken, I'm going to let you learn about yourself. Help somebody else. Each one, teach one. So I kept coming around here and I started understanding what it is to be myself. I always look for somebody else to do for me what I couldn't do for myself. You know those fake little titles we put on ourselves? You know our player and all those little other things we try to say we are. Trying to hide behind those masses. I'm telling you, look. I was one of those ones that went to the gym every day to pump up the muscles on the outside so that you'd be confused about what's going on the outside and wouldn't realize what's going on the inside. See, once you got to know me, you realize how sick I really am. So I had to get you before you got me. So I put on the mask. But as I kept coming around the room, I started learning how to tear down the mask. And I started finding out, look. I'm the one. I am the love I seek. And I wrote this down because I truly want to share this with you. I said, I am the love I seek. I am the companionship I desire. I am my own completion. My best friend. My confidant. I am the one I am looking for. It took a lot of work to get to the point of Narcotics Anonymous when I started understanding that I could appreciate you. Because I have learned how to appreciate myself. I know how it is to be around these rooms and feel that feeling of loneliness, degradation, isolation. I know what it is to be up in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm talking about, look, it is so important that we talk about some of the things that go on after you get clean. So many times we come up in here and we started speaking about how it was before we got clean. And then once we get to the room, the story is over. What about all the people that came up in the rooms afterwards still staying here multiples of years clean? No, don't even get the multiples. Shit. If you got past 90 days, you're no longer a newcomer. Don't take my word for it. I'm not here to argue with your sponsor, but both of y'all need to read the book. Because if you read the book of Narcotics Anonymous, it starts telling you after 90 days, you're no longer a newcomer. It says we recommend that you go to meetings for the first 90 days. After that time, everything that you need to hear, shake your head, you know that, huh? Everything that you need to hear, you have been then heard. From the first 90 days on, it's just a repeat. Don't believe me? Take a look at your first 90 days. And after 90 days, everything is just a repeat because from 90 days on, all that stuff is just a fact of now. How do you go about applying it to your life? So in other words, over 15 years ago, because I think I got like over 15 something, January, count that up. You know, I ain't a mathematician. Shit. Anyway, after the first 90 days, I started realizing, look, I kept coming around the rooms. It's being about trying to apply this stuff. So as I keep coming around the rooms, everything that goes on, you need to understand, we have so many things going inside of us after we get clean. What about the intolerance? What about being impatient? What about arrogance? What about love and compassion without conditions? What about disharmony, self-centeredness, unwillingness? What about being untrustworthy, dishonest, lack of acceptance? What about being closed-minded, infidelity, hate, resentment? What about being full of gossip, lack of compassion, disunity, irresponsibility, ungrateful? What about the lack of freedom, irresponsibility, lack of simplicity, carelessness, recklessness? What about the lack of empathy? What about being uncompassionate? What about being complacent, procrastination? What about isolation, jealousy? What about envy? Do you know those things that you feel like? Once you put down the drugs. See, it's hard being a grateful recovering addict and not experience all these things because, see, once the drugs go, feelings come up. So now what you going to do? Do you realize that you still come around the rooms and still trying to mask the fun? So you put them all them down. I know it said the simplicity is the key. But check this out. These are the keys to being back out the door. Because I kept coming around the rooms, I started understanding that now that I'm clean, I need to work on some of this stuff. It wasn't easy. I didn't want to. Look, I thought it was going to be a picnic. Look, I thought it was going to be just put down the dope and everything for the rest of your life is going to be okay. You didn't tell me about all this other stuff. You didn't tell me I was going to work on this inside change. You didn't tell me I was going to have to give up that self-centeredness. You didn't tell me about the self-obsession. You didn't tell me all those things that I held on to for so long that I wanted just for myself. I didn't want to let go. I wanted always to be that little boy that didn't want to grow up. I never want to get to the place when I want to accept another human being in my life based on the standard that I have applied for myself. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, for a long time, I always want to look at you as some being less than. Check it out. Because, see, when you're on the bottom of the barrel, you look for something under you. It was hard for me to be around people that I look up to. You know what I'm talking about? Look. Anytime you compare yourself with another human being, you come up one of two ways. Either you come up better than or you come up less than. And for me, for a long time, the only way I ever came up was less than. So when I looked at you, there was no comparison because I knew what I was going to feel. So I found myself placing myself in a nice little isolating place. You know how we do. I didn't want to use with you. I didn't want to be around you. And when I got to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I faked the funk. I'm talking about one of those ones that came to the meeting after the meeting was over, I left. Or the ones that put on that little pretty little smile after the meeting and act like I wanted to be around you. But deep inside, I wanted to run. Do you know the feeling that I'm talking about? When you keep coming around these rooms, you start to have to face some things that's going on inside of you. You start to have to face all those things that are going on inside of you. You start to realize that, look, I want to do something different. Somebody help me. Do you have a sponsor today? Are you truly getting to the place where the book says not only do you need a sponsor, but sometimes in your recovery, you may need to reach out and have that spiritual guidance? Do you understand that we come around the rooms and we started learning much more than just the steps? We started to learn how to apply spiritual principles. We started to understand what it is to have some wisdom to know the difference. I'm telling the simple fact of understanding that for a long time, I confused my will with God's will. For a long time in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I want to look up and blame everything and everybody else. And when anything was going good in my life, first thing I said was, ooh, Ken, you did a hell of a job. And anytime something didn't go my way, I said, God, you ain't doing this right. So I kept coming around these rooms and I started understanding, look, anytime something was going on in my life, because I need to learn a different newcomer, check this out. Here we go. This is how we know the difference between God's will and my will. I started understanding anytime it was God's will for me, things went smooth. Bear me out, old timer. Anytime it was God's will for me, things went smooth. But when things had a rocky and road, all that good stuff, you know, when you had to make it work. I'm talking about those things where you had to bring out step B to make it work. I'm talking about you got that plan A, plan B, and plan C, and you're trying to apply it all to make something come out your way. It ain't God's will for you, baby. You start understanding, look, when it's God's will for me, it's real smooth. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you come around the room, you start understanding what it is to have some being humble enough to know that it's okay to be yourself. I spend a lot of times up in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous experiencing pain. I was in these rooms with my mother that I talked about earlier, passed away. Somebody that was always there for me, somebody that was always able to give me a place to sleep, somebody that always believed in me. I'm talking about even when I was doing all those little funny things to myself. Look, it's hard when your mama puts you out the house. Some of y'all may not know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you find yourself in a predicament that the people that you expect to love you more than anybody else no longer want to be bothered with you, it's time to take a look at yourself. I'm talking about, I was around these rooms and my mother passed. I was in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. By the grace of God, look, what did I do? I'm talking about those things that you used to think in the beginning, if this ever happened to me, what I'm going to do when it's there. I'm talking about those things that you call reservation. But look, God have a funny way of doing things. I had multiples of years cleaning in the room of Narcotics Anonymous, so I knew that reservation was grown. And when it came time for the God of my understanding to take my mother, what did I do? I found myself in a meeting place, y'all. I understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about when you find yourself in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous because you're hurting, you know something changing inside of you. I'm not talking about running to the dope man to find myself finding some fake fulfillment. I'm talking about coming in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and let somebody know how you truly feel. Do you still hold on to your feelings because you don't want nobody else to know what's truly going on inside of you? Do you understand what it is to keep coming around these rooms and start understanding it's okay? It's okay just to be yourself. Because you stop trying to be people-pleasing stage. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, when you always find yourself trying to do something based on what you think somebody else wants you to do, so you find yourself, shit, boy. Look. You know what? When you find yourself people-pleasing, what you do? You don't get mad at them, you get mad at yourself. You start understanding, I done spent a whole lot of time in my life doing what somebody else want me to do because I'm still stuck on stupid. Because I haven't realized yet that, wait a minute, only time that you want to be bothered with me is when I'm doing what you want me to do for you. So then you start telling me that, look, it's okay. You just keep doing it. Oh, baby, I love you. All those little fake things. But look, when you still stuck on stupid, parked and dumb, you started saying, it's okay. I'll do it again for you. And somewhere along the line, somebody keep telling you, look, boy, you need to stop that behavior. It's one of the hardest things I had to find myself around the room with Narcotics Anonymous do. But check me out. I was one of those ones that went from one end to the other. So when I no longer want to find myself people-pleasing, I started finding myself hating you. Wasn't no in-between. So look. I started realizing, look, if I can't get along with you and being someone, being loving and kind and start understanding, it's okay to stand up and say no. Oh, I know somebody else out there having a hard time saying no. I know some of us say no and then go back and change our answer because somebody give us that look. Hey, are you still being manipulated by the look? I'm talking about when you come around the rules of Narcotics Anonymous and you find yourself caught up with somebody else and they give you that little look and you know deep inside yourself what's going on and you still do what you need to do. But look, you're still stuck on stupid, so you don't go to your sponsor. You don't go to the meeting. You don't go nowhere and let nobody know. You find yourself holding on to all that hurt on the inside of you and you're trying to manage it. But look, what do you keep doing? You keep doing the same thing expecting different results. Because see, somewhere along the line, I got tired. I'm talking about giving up relationships because I got tired. I'm talking about when you find yourself getting sick of yourself, it's time to make some changes. Oh, I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes because see, somebody here understand what I'm talking about. When you get tired of doing the same thing and expecting different results, and you realize the only way that you're going to get something different is to do something different, now you know it's time to change. So when you start to change, sometimes people around you don't want you to change. They want you to stay where you at. See, it's real nice being stuck on stupid and people have you in a situation that you no longer can get involved with yourself because they want you to keep you involved with them. Ooh, do you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, when you find yourself saying, look, it's time to make some changes and people start bringing out all that artillery to keep you locked and loaded based on how they want you to be. Do you still find yourself being a puppet on the string in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and ain't no drugs involved? I'm telling you, when you start finding yourself up in these rooms and you're trying to make some changes, you're trying to learn how to respect another human being, but you realize that you haven't had the opportunity to learn how to respect yourself. Oh, I got to talk about it. Because, see, I was one of those ones that came up in the rooms and I sold myself short. I'm talking about right off the bat, I got up what we call relationships. Do you know how it is when you find yourself going from one addiction to the other? And then you look up and you find yourself going through a series of those things and you're not identifying. You started just telling, you started justifying and rationalizing your most outrageous sort of nonsense. You started convincing yourself that it's okay because I ain't using. Look. Some of us have been here for a few 24 hours. We done got to the point. We done justify our most outrageous sort of nonsense. We do things like, I know I ain't going to use, so I'm going to do it anyway. Oh, you know how sick it is. You know what the result's going to be. And you started saying, oh, it's okay. I'm going to accept the pain and the heartache to go behind it because it's okay feeling like I used to feel and ain't no dope involved. So it's okay being as sick as I am as long as I don't let nobody else know. So as long as y'all don't talk about my sick behavior, I'm going to keep it up. So you started doing things like I used to do. You know, check it out. You started creeping at night with the sick behavior. Grateful recovering addict by day. Ta-da. hey. Soon as the meeting over, 9:30 the meeting over, 9:35 sick man come out. Da-da. You started looking for another victim. Better still, you started looking for somebody else that you can volunteer with. Ooh, all those things. But you don't want nobody else to talk about you. So what you do? You started talking about other people. Ooh, it's a defense strategy. Check it out. It works. Look, when you talk about somebody else, people stay off of you. And guess who you attract? All the ones that are just as sick as you. Ain't that great? So you get to the point. I'm talking about years in the program. Because, see, look, sometimes I used to say, look, I didn't been in the program long enough to know, look, I have learned how to do this because there's a chapter in the book that says how it works. But I have allowed some of this sick behavior to come out, and I have justified and rationalized some of my stuff. I know some of y'all do the same thing. You know how we do. Huh? What years on the program you started saying, I ain't going to use, but it's okay to take a hostage every once in a while. Look. And you started getting good with this. So you started coming up in the room, and you get your little posse together, and that stuff be sounding good. But check it out. It ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun. See, somewhere along the line, things change. Somewhere along the line, you started realizing that all that hurt and pain that you done went through ain't worth it. Somewhere along the line, you started realizing, you look up and say, God, I done been here before. Why do I keep putting myself back in the same predicament? I'm talking about when you didn't pray for God to remove you out of the situation, and you start understanding that God do his part, but you no longer want to do your part. You know how you do. You know how you have prayed for God to remove certain people, places, and things out of your life. I'm not just talking about that significant other. Have you ever been in a situation when you had a sponsor that wasn't doing anything, that was still trying to hold you back? I'm talking about one of those ones that when I got to the first four steps, they didn't want to let me go forward. So they said, look, you ain't ready for four. Go back to one. And you start understanding, wait a minute, what's going on here? So you started doing little things and said, wait a minute, maybe they're right. I understand what it is to be in a relationship that's sick in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Because I kept coming around the room to start understanding, I want some healthy people in my life. I understand what it is to start having some healthy people in my life because I look for those things. It's funny, where you at in your recovery is going to be the people that you attract. So if you're around those people that you're no longer comfortable with, what it starts telling you is that now is the time to start making a change. So I started to understand that I keep coming around these rooms and I'm working on some change in my life. I started to understand what it is to have some awareness about myself. I'm talking about some spiritual keys that unlocked the gate for me to start working on the process of growing up. 15 years later, I started understanding that it's okay to be a grateful, recovering addict. I'm talking about multiple years in the program. Understanding that when you look another person out, you're grateful for who you are and all the things that you went through. I'm talking about understand what it is that all the hurt and pain and everything else that I found in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. That as I keep working the steps, the traditions, the concepts, I keep being of service. I keep allowing somebody else in my life and being honest enough to say it's okay to be myself. I understand what it is to have some rigorous honesty. I understand what it is to allow somebody else to see the other side of me. I understand that I no longer have to always be on the pedestal and allow you to see that good side. It's okay just to be me. When I started breaking down the barriers and allowing myself to just be another grateful, recovering addict, just like the addict sitting in your chair, and I started growing up in these rooms, I started realizing this. God grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the person that I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me. Thank you for letting me share in our class.